Greetings and welcome to The End, Last Week, This Week, and Next Week, the podcast companion to The End, the weekly newsletter that shines a light back on audio fiction shows after they've reached the finale of a season or the conclusion of the series. I'm your host and the curator of The End, Evo Terra. Let's get into this, shall we?
Last week.
The most recent issue of The End, the 38th, highlighted 8 shows in the season finales and finish series section, and 5 of them wrapped within the last week. 2 Dead Girls in Jubilene, a dramatized mystery thriller from Ethan Whelan, was completed on May 23rd. You can listen to all 12 episodes in about 6.5 hours. Tagged, Sony Music Entertainment's first foray into fiction podcasting, in conjunction with Goldhawk, is complete as of May 22nd. There are 8 episodes in total for about 4.5 hours of entertainment. Digital Folklore, a dramatized modern folklore from Perry Carpenter and Mason Amadeus, reached the end of their first season on May 22nd. Give yourself about 8 hours to listen to the current 10 episodes. Guayava, a dramatized sci-fi horror series from Checks Notes. Guayava has reached their season 1 finale. It's a quick listen at just over an hour for 4 episodes. Purusha, a sonic adventure, a dramatized sci-fi thriller from Michael Ramis, published the finale of the first season on May 19th. There are 10 episodes in the season for about 5.5 hours of enjoyment.
This week.
With every issue, I make 2 recommendations for great audio fiction I personally love. As with all things in life, your mileage may vary, but check out Crooked River, a dramatized historical fiction from Haywood. A crime usually isn't my jam, but take a listen to this trailer to see why I really enjoyed the show.
Ed Kraus, Captain Pfluger sent me to help you out.
Joe Antonetti, welcome to the basement sweat box of the detective unit. The Kingsbury Run murders, a.k.a. the Cleveland Torso murders, our very own Jack the Ripper. Just like the Ripper, the bastard's never been caught.
You think he's still out there?
If he is, he's a hell of a lot older than when he started dismembering his victims like hunks of raw meat. If he's not dead or locked up, why'd he stop killing? Or did he?
Who was on the phone earlier?
A detective. He wants to pick my brain about an old case.
There's another body over here.
Holy mother of God.
You think these 2 murders are connected?
Hell, I don't know. Maybe. This one has no socks. So maybe we're looking at 2 killers.
Who found it?
A guy walking along the beach collecting driftwood.
The coroner wants you to take it to Lakeside Morgue.
He probably wanted to destroy the corpse with quicklime, but mistakenly used slacklime, which resulted in the opposite of what he intended.
Then I'm looking for a dumb shit.
Oh, that depends.
On what?
On whether he gets away with it or not.
Why do you think we asked you to come all the way back to Cleveland, Pike?
It's either Elliot Ness you want to know about or it's the Butcher.
And we want to hear about Gus Frain.
I need your help, Detective Pike. Will you tell anybody in the future about what's about to happen will need to be a fabricated narrative.
Frain's long buried.
So is Elliot Ness.
Yeah, but I didn't shoot him.
Yes, alcohol is legal. To drink, to buy, but not to sell without a liquor license.
Mr. Ness playing boiler room politics here in Cleveland? This isn't Chicago. This isn't his turf.
It's whatever Mr. Ness makes it.
Start with the Butcher. You were there at the beginning.
September 5th, 1934.
You remember the exact date?
I remember every damn detail about the Butcher case.
Victim number 2, we've ID'd as Edward Andrassi, male, 28 years, known degenerate.
This is the warehouse district. What are we doing out here?
Your gun loaded?
What the hell do you think?
They're coming right at us, Frain. Frain, get out of the way!
You think I wouldn't hear about what you've been up to, Pike? Guys from the station saw you.
And you're sure about Pike being involved in one of the killings?
Gus Frain.
Like a broken record, aren't you, Detective? I'll tell the story my way, or I don't tell it at all.
Crooked River is a quick listen, just over 2 hours to listen to the 6 episodes of Season 1. And And staying on the historical fiction thriller kick this week, my second recommendation is for Burning Gotham from The Wallbreakers. I like the deep and immersive sound treatments in this one. Plus, it's a hell of a story. Check out the trailer.
Mercy on a soul.
On the frigid, blustery night of December 16th, 1835, the worst fire in New York City history sweeps through Manhattan. Everything south of Maiden Lane and east of Broad Street, at that time the city's chief merchant district and the one with the highest property value, turns to rubble. The fire causes the modern equivalent of $500 million in damages, and the official investigation finds an exploded gas pipe near a lit coal stove in the offices of Comstock and Andrews to be the culprit. No public blame is ever assigned. But what if New York's greatest accidental fire was no accident? Coming to your favorite podcast app, Burning Gotham, the new audio drama about the fastest growing city in the world and the opportunists who shaped it. To find out more, please subscribe to this audio feed or go to burninggotham.com.
You can listen to all of Burning Gotham as it currently sits in just over an hour and a half. Creator James Scully tells me that he has 22 more episodes completely written and 15 more to go.
Next week.
The latest issue of The End has three entries in the new season's coming soon section, and two of them start next week. We Fix Space Junk, a dramatized sci-fi comedy from Battlebird Productions, starts its fifth season on May 29th. Listen to the prior 48 episodes in about 15 hours. Civilized, a dramatized sci-fi comedy from Fable and Folly Productions, starts its fifth season on May 31st. There are 50 prior episodes available right now, giving you over 15 hours of entertainment.
Special bonus.
As a special treat, I'm going to include the trailers for five of the other six shows mentioned in this episode of the podcast at the end, because one of them doesn't have a trailer. And yes, I'll repeat the name and level of completeness for you, so go get a pen, because it starts right after I say... And that's all for this episode of The End. Last week, this week, and next week, for those and the other audio fiction shows featured, highlighted, and coming soon that were included in the 38th issue of The End, including links to listen to the shows mentioned in this episode, please visit theend.fyi. I'm Evo Terra. Thanks for listening. Two Dead Girls in Jubilene.
July 19th, 1997.
I came to tell you that your sister, she's dead. Annabelle was strangled.
For a long time, I convinced myself that the person who killed Annie couldn't be caught, because it hurts to keep hoping. And I didn't want to hurt anymore. Ma and I want to thank you all for being here to celebrate the life of Edward Joseph Abernathy.
Your dad, he was looking for the Jubilene child killer.
He left behind his entire investigation on secret cassette tapes.
I think we should turn this whole thing over to the FBI.
We all knew the risks. What makes it safer to stop?
Pastor, it shit ain't the Jubilee child killer.
You'll destroy everything if you keep this up.
He's still here, Ma. Whoever killed Annie and Jesse is still here.
Moira!
Hi, Moira. It's me, Pa. If there's anything left of you that doesn't hate me, this will surely do the trick. But my hope is that you'll decide to finish what I started. Be careful, Myra. Jubilene is watching.
Two Dead Girls in Jubilene is a serialized fiction tale of the hunt for a notorious killer. Subscribe for free on Apple Podcasts or wherever you may be listening.
You still think your dad's death was an accident?
I don't know. But I don't think this was.
Two Dead Girls in Jubilene, a dramatized mystery thriller from Ethan Whelan, is complete. Tagged.
Did you ever think your life could be this awesome?
I never thought I could be this happy.
So you literally get paid to travel, is that it?
Yeah, literally. It's our job. We're influencers, travel influencers. Our account is called Where the Day Takes You.
A new fiction podcast from the creators of Passenger List and The Cipher.
There's this strange couple following us.
You guys have the perfect audience for this product. I'd love to tap into your followers.
They're not just following us, they're dressing like us, like exactly like us.
Oh, wow. Good numbers. Very good engagement.
Yeah, that's why I'm calling.
We need to know who they are. We need to go on the attack. We flip the script and we follow them.
You're not getting away this time.
Please, keep your voice down.
Carly, just focus on the road and get home. And never do this again.
These people have been our shadows.
They're following us all over Europe, impersonating us.
Dad, I told you. Shit.
Carly, what's happening?
I'm left with an essential, dramatic question.
What's that?
How well do you really know your wife? Have you ever looked into Trey's social media from the age of 18 to 21?
No.
You must be wondering, what did he do? Who did I marry?
Starring Jessica Plummer and Ben Hardy.
There's no such thing as legacy. Shit, in 100 years, people won't know who Kurt Cobain was, much less Mr. Beast.
Who the fuck is Mr. Beast?
They're right outside our door. What do we do?
Stay behind me. Stay there.
Are you sure?
Stay there.
My husband and I are in danger. Do you know who she is, her real identity? No. No one does.
How come he's not coming to your rescue?
Because he's a better man than you, Dad.
You really shouldn't have spoken.
A Sony Music Entertainment and Gold Hawk production.
She's everywhere and nowhere. So how do you meet her? You have to be invited.
Tagged, coming April 1st. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts to binge all episodes.
If I were you, I'd go back home.
Or listen weekly wherever you get your podcasts.
We're travelers. We don't have a home.
Tagged, a dramatized fiction from Sony Music Entertainment and Gold Hawk, is complete. Digital folklore.
What if I told you that a cat meme could enlighten us on the existential threats our society fears the most?
What if I told you that by sending that eggplant emoji followed by three panting smiley faces, you're engaging in modern folklore? Hi, I'm Perry Carpenter.
And I'm Mason Amadeus.
And this is the Digital Folklore Podcast.
When most people think of folklore, they either assume that it just means old stories or they think of the Taylor Swift album.
In reality, it is so much more. Folklore encompasses nearly everything. the richness, the complexity, and the weirdness of human expression.
The internet allows communities to form, bloom, and flourish in ways that they never have before. And wherever people gather, folklore emerges.
From the absurd to the unsettling, we dig into the ways we express ourselves online and the artifacts we leave behind.
We consult with folklorists, journalists, academics, and of course, normal folks as well, to shed some light on how digital folklore holds up a mirror to our society.
And we're going to have a lot of fun doing it. Season 1 drops January 2023. Here's a peek. The fairy tale flies. The legend walks, knocks at your door. The one can draw freely out of the fullness of poetry. The other has almost the authority of history. Jacob Grimm, Teutonic Mythology, 1844.
Welcome. You've got
digital folklore.
The internet is a monster.
And he creeps through the house.
Oh my God.
This creepy chicken suicide enchantress.
There have to be more stories. There's not just one ghost.
It became something of the internet.
Folk horror and hauntology, I think they've actually got a lot in common.
Slenderman is the least scary thing about this case.
Be sure to subscribe to or follow the Digital Folklore Podcast so you don't miss anything that we have coming up. We'll see you soon.
Digital Folklore, a dramatized modern folklore from Perry Carpenter and Mason Amadeus, has reached the finale of the first season. Guayava.
When the unusual shows up unannounced, and the strange is not so estranged.
Is it the chupacabra?
When the outlandish lands and the peculiar peaks.
But that's crazy!
Guayava is on the case.
What people call crazy keeps me in business.
Retired superstar luchador takes on the supernatural.
This is your last chance.
I was about to say the same thing. That
was a goddamn chupacabra.
Guayava, paranormal investigator. An audio adventure. The mayhem begins May 8th. May Guayava be with you.
Guayava, a dramatized sci-fi horror from Guayava, has reached the finale of the first season. And for the new season starting soon shows, we fix space junk.
When Kilner accepted the job of smuggling escaped heiress Samantha Trapp across the galaxy, she expected the job to be over and done with quickly. But now they're stuck with each other and they have a job to do.
Think of Automnicon as a sort of student loan company. You take a loan from them, and then they own you until you've paid it off, with interest.
So all I have to do is pay off my debt? Fine, I can do that. How much do I owe?
900,027 credits. And counting.
You're stuck here, with me, to work it off.
We Fix Space Junk is a sci-fi sitcom from Battlebird Productions, featuring Travelling by Cryo.
Don't worry if you feel like you're drowning. That's perfectly normal. Wait, what?
Aliens from across the galaxy.
Greetings, visitors.
Is that popcorn?
Hello, Your Excellency.
AIs.
Dad, how do I do air?
You're already doing it automatically. Calm down.
And, of course, thrilling and exciting missions in outer space. Hello, valued employees. Here are the details for your next exciting mission. You will be repairing a...
device redacted.
In or at the...
location redacted.
We Fix Space Junk is available on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spotify, or wherever else you get your podcasts.
Subscribe. Consume. Integrate.
indoctrinate, assimilate, degenerate, and watch your body decay into a faceless husk as your mind floats aimlessly in space. Register your interest with Automnicon now.
We Fix Space Junk, a dramatized sci-fi comedy from Battlebird Productions, soon starts its fifth season on May 29th. Civilized.
Hey! Wanna go on an adventure?
This is quite enough adventure for me, please. No.
I left Bob outside to work on the solar panel, so nothing is wrong. Just wanted to communicate.
Head to that panel, Beatrice!
I'm inside! Okay. So, no one else is, having this reaction? No, I guess no one else would, because, no one else was outside building a shelter.
The captain, needed some alone time.
What do you mean?
She was getting a bit aggressive in our conversation, and then she burst into what I'm told are called tears.
Thank you, Beatrix.
Please don't murder Bartholomew.
I can't guarantee that, Beatrix, but check back in about 2 minutes.
Civilized, an improvised dark comedy sci-fi podcast. Visit civilizedpod.com.
We're not lost. I'm not going to say we're
not
lost.
We're not lost.
We're not lost. We're not lost, Captain. Maybe we don't know where we are.
Civilized, a dramatized sci-fi comedy from Fable and Folly Productions, soon starts its fifth season. Cheers!